Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Antonio Delgado of New York's beautiful 19th District. He's been in office since 2019. Okay, so welcome, sir.
Good to be here. Always a pleasure.
Okay, so thank you for that. President Biden has just delivered his first speech to a joint session of Congress. What'd you think?
I thought it was a good speech. On two fronts. I thought the tone was one that was directed at the whole country. I didn't feel like it was a very partisan speech. I thought it was a speech to all Americans. He made sure to acknowledge both Democrats and Republicans in the chamber. He had nice things to say about everybody. And I think from a tone standpoint, that's important as we try to come together and unite and heal. I think substantively, it was a bold agenda, and I think it was the kind of agenda that is needed to meet the moment that we're in right now as we think about investing in our future and thinking about, you know, how we can create good-paying jobs, how we can make sure folks really feel like they have a chance at success, that our young people can get excited about the future, that upward mobility can be a thing that we can restore to our country. You know, so to me, there was a lot of points in the speech that gave me some hope and inspired me.
Do you think there's any chance that your Republican colleagues, both in the House and the Senate, will get off the dime and leave the land of no?
I think I would orient myself in the same way that the president did last night, which is we're going to do all we can to create a atmosphere of cooperation and put faith in the fact that all you can do is create that, you know, and hope that in doing so, the opportunity can materialize, the outcome can materialize. And I do think that we have an opportunity here to really do some important work for the country. We really have a moment of accountability collectively as a country, and our leaders across the political spectrum need to understand and acknowledge and recognize that, and action is required. And so, you know, you want to be able to bring people together with different perspectives, people with good ideas. Not everybody's going to agree on everything, but you want to hear it all out, flush it out for the good of the country. And that's kind of where I'm at. I don't want to try to guess, you know, in terms of what will or will not happen. I'd rather invest my time and energy in the process of how we can do all we can to make that likely, with the understanding, as the president said, we don't have time to wait, though. We have to act. You know, our future is counting on that.
Antonio Delgado, there was limited attendance at the president's speech. Were you able to go in person?
No, I was watching the speech from my home in the district. So you're right, there was limited space. Yeah. And, you know, but certainly was able to take it all in from the television.
Good thinking. I'll tell you that right now. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a congressman. Now that I'm older, you know, I've never really regretted not being a congressman. But because I see the guys like you who have to get on a plane, and my old friend Maurice Hinchy from that old area, that's a lot of work to get on that plane every week and then come on back and talk to some people who are really interesting and talk to some people who aren't so interesting. Do you ever get tired of the job?
No. I'm not going to sit here and say there aren't times when it can be draining, and particularly with some of the challenges that one is confronted with in D.C., there's no doubt about that. It could be a frustrating process, given all the divisiveness, the partisanship, and the good number of folks who might not be in this for the right reasons. But the thing that I think is always sort of the battery in my battery pack And the thing that's really priceless through it all is the love and the support across the political spectrum from the community that one represents. I am so grateful for the opportunity to serve every day. And the appreciation that is expressed to me, the goodwill, the kind words, you know, to know that people are looking to me to advocate for them, and they're counting on me, and they're encouraging me. That bond that I have with the people that I represent is amazing. And whatever I do feel a little down or discouraged, you know, I just think about that dynamic, that relationship, that bond. And it is incredibly uplifting and inspires me every day. So I'm not going to pretend that you don't have good and bad days, but on my bad days, I try to remember, and I do remember who I represent and what that dynamic has been and the love that I feel.
So what do you think, Antonio Delgado, what do you think of Biden's first 100 days? How has he done?
I think he's gone about the job with a level head. I think he's tried, from my vantage point, to be accessible to the people, to explain himself to the people and not have people put words in his mouth, which I think is very important. I think he's been very clear in what he wants to accomplish. And so whether or not you agree or disagree with his approach, you know where he stands on a number of issues. And I think that's important. I think people want that and expect that and deserve that from their leaders. We have a lot of work to do, and he's not doing it alone. You know, he needs Congress to act and to support, you know, our initiatives and figure out where they blend nicely with the objectives of the administration and pull all these pieces together. So, you know, I think overall, though, we've certainly, I think, lowered the temperature to some degree. And I think in some respects, it's because of his style of leadership.
Antonio Delgado, we love having you on this program. And, you know, I taught for a long time, 40 years down at New Paltz. And I know that wonderful area that you represent. So we thank you for being there. And we come back, we got a lot more questions for you. Okay.
Sounds good to me.